All right, everyone, let's get our fields unified in the standard quick fashion. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1, 1. 2, 1. 3, 2. 5, 3. 8, 5. 13, 8. 21, 13. 34, 21. 55, 34. 89, 55. 144, 89. Initiate unified field. Now stretch your field out to either side and visualize connecting to the unified field of another standing near you, creating a single unified field. Planetary service, please set spin ratio of the collective unified field. 233, 144. 377, 233. Please connect to galactic grids. Okay. Now, we're going to be doing some anchoring of galactic field energies into the Earth field today. These are part of what triggers the Earth to go into different phases of its expression. Obviously, the Earth is being hit by cosmic rays all the time. But the light from galactic center brings in overall programs that the Earth is a part of. Earth is a part of the greater galactic culture, though it does not know it. Much as chimpanzees are part of a greater human culture that they're embedded in that they're not aware of. And yet we are still part of that galactic milieu. So today we will be going into the southern hemisphere to connect around Uluru, Ayers Rock, so that we can transmit the galactic frequencies into the ley lines of the planet. So please allow the collective unified field to move down to the southern hemisphere over the continent of Australia, in the center of that continent, where Ayers Rock, Uluru, sits. And now taking the collective unified field down to enclose Uluru, and down below it, where it connects in and can influence all of the different ley lines of Earth. At this time, we will coordinate with our cetacean brothers and sisters who are holding the collective energy at the point in the North Atlantic, where there is a sea point that is similar to Uluru under the water. First, we will infuse the rays of turquoise to expand the capacity of Earth and its inhabitants for the energy about to be received. Allow this turquoise light to fill the collective unified field and to stream out in all directions over the network of ley lines on the planet, overlapping and connecting with the ley lines that are under the water the cetaceans are holding. Good. Now please stand by to act as conduit for transmissions from Galactic Center coming through the gate at the center of the sun into our solar system. It's our task to focus them here on Earth. There are certain galactic shifts which influence the shifts on the Earth. It is a current point in galactic history where there are frequency and vibrational changes, some of them going even interdimensional as some planets are moving into a less physical expression. Ultimately, that will be the destiny of Earth as well, but that is far in Earth's future. Still, it can be seen as a movement of music that resonates through our local galactic sector, that if the Earth is attuned to, can benefit from greater energy than it might have to produce on its own, or from the local sun, or from the gas giants in the solar system. Please stand by for more of these transmissions. Bright, streaming light going in all directions through these lines, these earth meridians. Concentrating and radiating from spin points and chakras that are called vortices that interconnect these lines, lighting up the earth in a network of light. And sound and vibration. Pulsing in time with the Schumann resonance of the earth itself, tying past, present, and future together into an eternal now. An activation and a celebration of life. Feeling the low, steady pulses of the earth ringing like a tuning fork, resonating through it. Helping earth to find her balance. Helping all her, the life that she hosts, to find its balance. The note of awakening. And a call to presence. Stabilizing all of the multitudes of merging parallels that are occurring now in this chaos node part of the year. smoothly integrating the timelines of these disparate parallels, concentrating the energy of the collapsed parallels into the ones that remain, infusing the earth and all her life with energy, raw energy, wild energy, energy of the void that can meet any potential, be shaped to any purpose. Be shaped to the purposes that suit the greatest opportunities for evolution and expansion, for the ascension of consciousness. Attuned in this love universe to the vibrations of unconditional love, divine love, the very glue that holds the quantum subatomics together. And this, our home. Feeling the song of the earth merge with the song of the solar system, with the song of the galaxy, the song of the universe. The song of source that is the call to come home, the in-breath and the out-breath, drawing in and breathing out, the golden light that connects all into one single ground of being from which emerge endless forms most beautiful. Good. Hold your focus steadily as the energy increases in amplitude and intensity. A surge of much needed power from the central sun to feed the earth and all of her life. Please stand by to stabilize the transmission of divine rays coming from Galactic Central through our sun and into the energy field of our Earth. Feeling the resonance like a note taken up by others, of the other planets in this our local solar system, the song of Mercury, of Mars, of Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, and all of the fragments in the asteroid belt that are part of the primordial matter that still rings with the song of creation. Feel the pulse of your heart echo with the pulse of the earth, perfectly attuned, perfectly in time, perfectly connected, one to the other, each to all. resonating in a song of exaltation, of I am one, I am one. Feeling in your very body sympathetic vibration of your cells, which carry the very matter of the stars themselves, resonating with the light beyond all light that informs the universe and fills it with intelligence and life. Feel the perfection of your divine design. An irreplaceable thread in a tapestry of being that goes through eternity. Your eternal beings, your eternal spirit, wedded the matter of the stars. It carries within it the echo of the first song. The song that brought all into being. The song echoed in the ley lines that the indigenous people of Australia called the dream lines. Walking the dream line, walking the steps of creation. Bodies of the earth and your spirits, the eternal flame. Radiating that serenity of being through your collective unified field and into the dream lines, the light lines, the ley lines of the earth, which is your home. As all places in the universe are your home. For when the we are one becomes the I am one, then shall you know your true purpose. Light of galactic gold, galactic cobalt, galactic violet, and of colors beyond the range of human eyes, all spilling and weaving and braiding together, intensified in the collective unified field that you hold, to move powerfully around the entire earth. beneath its oceans and over its mountains, within its atmosphere and into its molten core. And in that molten core is a sound, a tone, a vibration. Will ring through your being like a bell, a ring of recognition. Of remembrance. Of awakening. And of the fulfillment of your divine design. And in feeling this energy that you carry, that you share with love, with your home, every cell of every organism, but every atom of every mineral and rock resonate with the presence of I am. And recall its own divinity. Please stand by for an intensification of the transmission. I am Gaia. I am all that is here on earth. I am always aware of my celestial lineage, and I am always aware of all of you, of all of the life that is part of my body, my being. And as we bring you into this work today, we are activating structures in your field that will align you to me. That will allow you to flow to me and through me. I am one. We we are one. Now, if you would, please expand your collective unified field from where it is centered around Uru. Let it grow greater in all directions, an ever-expanding sphere. And as it does, float upward into the sky, into the atmosphere. Past the geosynchronous orbits of man-made satellites and detritus. And as you do so, let your collective unified field enclose the Earth, enclose my body that is your body, to share the blessing with all who will accept it, of a moment, however brief, of perfect unity. Please stand by for transmission of the Fuchsia Ray, Ray of the Messianic Plane, to suffuse the Earth in its physicality, in its subtle bodies, in its connection to the all that is, in its totality. I am, and I love and I bless you for your service today and all days. Thank you. I am Ariel of the Council. And I am here to help guide you in holding the space that holds the Earth, to support it, these transmissions of higher galactic frequencies, allowing your own fields to activate and open to its dormant encodements coming alive in your cells. Your very bodies evolving moment to moment faster than you can imagine. Like the bud of a flower unfurling in a speeded up film. That the potential of the divine blueprints echoed in your very DNA begin to light up each cell, illuminating messages and instructions from source that have lain dormant, that are now ready to awaken. We love you. We thank you for your service. And you may allow your unified field collectively to devolve as you will, or you may stay in it a while to hold this sense of unity longer. Okay, everybody. Wow, I'm kind of out of my body at the moment.
She's getting very juicy.
That was Gaia, man. She's very poetic, isn't she?
Yeah, totally poetic.
Yeah. It's so inspirational.
It's beautiful.
I love her. Thank you. Anybody have any comments, complaints, concerns? Questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm curious the approximate location of a place in the North Atlantic similar to Uluru in Australia.
It's approximately in the middle, in the North Atlantic. It's probably up between Canada and Ireland. In that latitude, it's of a similar latitude to where Uluru is. If you look on a map where the latitude lines to the similar line, I don't know exactly what country that lines up with, but it's almost smack dab in the middle of what the modern Atlantic is right now.
Thank you.
That's where it is. And the cetaceans tend to that one. It's a holy place for them, and a lot of the right whales, the Arctic whales up there, they tend to it.
Ah.
So that's why the right whales live like some of them are like 200 years. They have very slow metabolisms, and they're like the keeper of that place. And it's too bad that they're getting killed off wholesale by boats, but you know, they're definitely like major lore keepers because they live so long, and they're the ones that are primarily responsible for stewardship of that area. It's sacred to them.
Thank
and
you
it looks
so much.
Like a little sea mountain there. So if you look at a topographical map of the bottom of the ocean, you'd probably be able to point it out because it would be a rather distinctive sea mountain in that location.
Nice.
Anything else? Wondering about lighting up our DNA, that what just happened.
Gee, that's a good question, isn't it? I don't know if we have enough time to answer it. But I do know that a lot of what's in our DNA isn't what we're expressing today, but it's coding for the future of our evolution. All of our instructions, everything that's laid down in our divine blueprint is encoded in our DNA, and different parts of our DNA are going to become activated or developed as we continue as a species. But some of these future evolutionary traits or something are being activated right now under the evolutionary pressure of a changing climate and everything that's going on the planet. So it's really accelerating. And, you know, they have found that people think of evolution as being nice and slow and stately, but that's more like adaptation. The actual twist over of evolution can be very rapid. Like, for instance, when fish started walking on land, that was within a generation they were able to do that. They took an evolutionary leap to be able to do that. That didn't happen over millions of years, but millions of years built them up to be able to do that. And the council has often used the analogy of us being on evolution shore, that we're fish about to be poured on the earth. We're going to have to learn to breathe the air. And we're going to have to do that very quickly. And so that's often a metaphor that they use to describe this kind of moment that we're at.
So this is a quantum leap.
It's, yes, like that bud unfurling in a speeded up film that Gaia was talking about, like whoosh, just opening. Mm. Now what's in there is going to be unique to each person because people bring different divine gifts that they manifest through that. It shapes your physical evolution, but it also, because there's a six-dimensional corollary to our physical DNA, we have a six-dimensional DNA strand. I often work with it when I work with people. That contains encodements for spiritual evolution. It's, you know, as above, so below. We're evolving on all these different levels. And right now is a critical evolutionary point, which is why there's so much attention and so many of us are here. And, you know, it's a pretty interesting time.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yes, and we may have to evolve very quickly to breathe the atmosphere that we're transforming things into. I mean, this is the first time in our history, evolutionary-wise, of modern humans, that we've had an atmosphere at 420 parts per million. We're literally changing the composition of the air that our lungs evolved to breathe. You know, and so as modern humans, we're going to have to adapt to that to a certain extent. But that's just one of many things to adapt to. We're going to have to learn to tolerate heat better, maybe. So those are like straight physical adaptations or evolutionary leaps that we can make, like the fish being poured out onto the shore and having to learn to breathe. I mean, we may literally have to learn to breathe, you know, a new atmosphere, and not just us, but the other life here, because, you know, there have been times when volcanoes have spewed out things that are similar to our modern pollution, but the kind of compounds that we're burning now in the petrochemicals are different than any that can naturally be produced. So there are a lot of beings, including especially the insect kingdom, that have to adapt to the different atmosphere. Insects don't have a respiratory system. They absorb everything through their skin. And as more carbon dioxide builds up in the atmospheric ratio, that means there's going to be more, because it's carbon dioxide to oxygen molecules, there's going to be more oxygen in our atmosphere than there was before, which means the bugs are going to get bigger, so be prepared for that. They get big when there's more oxygen in the atmosphere. So you might have a cockroach the size of a puppy at some point, is what I'm saying, you know?
Oh,
no.
God.
No.
I find it interesting that with such a rise in the feminine energy, Ariel should come through now.
Yes. Ariel has a lot of female energy, which makes sense because she represents in the council something of the space that you need to heal. She has something to do with the concept of space itself, and she creates a space where healing can occur. That's why she tends to be the spokes being for the council. Also, she's really good verbally. So, a lot of times when I'm channeling the council, she's the one that's coming, you know, up with the words. She's like the spokes being. But I thought it was cool that Gaia came forward to speak, because she doesn't normally speak verbally.
Yeah. Mm.
That was pretty freaking awesome, Gaia. I think she's great.
Feminine
Yay,
energy.
Mommy!
Totally.
Yay, Mommy Earth.
Yay.
That was great, Susanna.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for participating. I love you all, and I'm great loving you all. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next month. This is our old soul church, guys. Let's holy roll it. All right, my dears. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.